Blog Talk Radio.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
Won't you excuse me for a moment while I slip into something a little bit more comfortable?
All right, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Hi there. How you doing? It's Cat's Funkaholic Radio Detroit coming to you live, and thank you so much for joining me this early evening. Where here it's all about indie artists, independent recording artists from funk to R&B to jazz and all, everywhere in between. Got a great show the next hour or so, and brand new tunes, a special call-in guest, too, is scheduled here this evening. So you have to stick around. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. And if you'd like to, you could even do a quick shout-on. Give me a shout-out. Shout-on, too. Give me a call, because there is a guest call-in number for any caller, that is, not only for our guest artist, but for you, the listener. And that would be 347-215-7591. You can call in, I'd say, between now and 6 o'clock, because that's when I'm going to have my guest artist call in, is at 6. So between now and 6 Eastern time, that's all a good time right there. So I'd also want to take a minute here to thank all the bands and artists that have been submitting their songs and their info to my show here. I do appreciate the great response. I'm sorting through a lot of great tunes, and I'm adding some of them on here. And also, listeners, I do appreciate your support. And you know, there's a lot of stuff out there that's getting a whole lot of play that I think the general public is starting to speak up and look in other areas for alternatives as far as new music goes. And we're being bombarded with the same old stuff and lacking substance. And I think you will find that there's a lot of untapped material out there that, thank God, I say thank God for online radio. It gives you a forum and a place to find new music. So that's what this is all about. And also, this show is brought to you by catorlando.com. That's my website where you can find my CD. It's called Poster Child, and you could check out my music there. I would just love that if you do that, and click on the Listen tab if you wanted to check it out. And there's also another tab that's got a little cash register on there if you want to actually purchase the CD. That'll get you to the PayPal button on there, and you can follow through, and it's a totally safe site, transaction site on there. Poster Child, that is the EP, I should say, three songs on there. Now, if you prefer the MP3 form, those are also available at iTunes and CD Baby and a lot of the musical and digital music sites. And or the other option is you can come to the gig and purchase the CD there and see the band live. And that's what's happening. Yeah, that's all a good thing. Got to get it out there, baby. Yeah. Do that. All right. Now, also, let me tell you what's going on with music and me. Cat's Funkaholic, that's my band. We have a show coming up at the Stray Cat that is coming up in a few weeks, April 25. That falls on a Saturday. So come on out, mark that date down, and tell all your friends about that at the Stray Cat. That's in Clinton Township. Beautiful downtown Clinton Township, Michigan, and come on out there. Stray Cat's got a cool cat lounge atmosphere. That's right, Cat's Funkaholic at the Stray Cat. All right. Also, what else is going on? Detroit Music Awards coming up this Friday. That's right. And yours truly, I am nominated for Outstanding Urban Funk Musicians category. And thanks to Detroit musicians and industry people for that nomination. I'm very, very proud to have that going on for this year, 2015. And I'm sure keeping my fingers crossed for the win coming up this Friday. So wish me luck, okay? Any upcoming shows and dates, please once again go to catorlando.com. All right, now, Hidden Agenda. Hidden Agenda will be at Uptown Grill this Saturday, folks. That's right. Please come on out to Uptown Grill. That is Commerce Township, Michigan. That's on the way on the west side. For all you east siders, just hop on D9. That'll be one of the ways it can get you there. All right, another show's coming up. Oh, let's see, the following, a week from tonight. I will skip the show tonight. My Tuesday blog talk radio show you're listening to right now. I'll be skipping that because Hidden Agenda will be performing at Motor City Casino in Detroit. That's next Tuesday, a week from tonight. All right, so check that out. All right, I think it's time to get down to some music. All right, here's something by a new artist, new to my show anyway, music-wise, Tamara Bubble. Her song is called Jailbreak. Check it out.
Protect themselves.
When you hit three tries,
who's gonna teach your baby? Show him to grow and be a man. I'm gonna teach your baby from the slammer.
When you're freedom,
I'm gonna say happy birthday, baby, from miles away. And just know that I'm coming to see you
every single day.
When you can't stay out the cane, gonna be hard trying to get a job.
What a
Show me the way.
All right, you're listening to Cat's Funkaholic Radio Detroit, and that was Andrea Godin with something called Bullet, a song called Bullet by Andrea Godin, and previous to that, Everything's Gonna Be All Right by the Cornelius, and starting that off was a brand new cut from Tamara Bubble. It's called Jailbreak, and so glad I got her on the rotation here, and working on getting her on the show too. In a few minutes, we're going to have a special guest call-in artist, the legendary four-time Grammy-winning producer, singer, and songwriter, Bunny Sigler, is going to be talking to us. We had him on a few months ago, and so glad to have him back. And so looking forward to that in just a few. You ever had one of those things where you're kind of like you're expecting to get a cold, but you don't quite have a cold yet, and you just feel those symptoms coming on, and you're trying all these little preventative little remedies, and I'm trying different stuff. I'm gargling with this, and people saying apple cider vinegar or gargling with salt water and all these different things, and take zinc and vitamin C and whatever. Well, we'll see if it works. Hasn't hit me yet. Still got my voice, knock on wood. All right. Well, of course, the best medicine to get your mind off things. What? Music. What else? Hey. All right. Well, let's get down to something here called December 6th by the Blue Light Bandits.
Other people tell me it's success, but I can't be in denial. I got my own dreams, own wants, own style. When life shuts the door in your face, realize it ain't your place. Your own way, own walk, own dreams. Can't be living passively. Your own style, own wants, own needs.
Thanks, Taj. There's something about those songs. They depress me.
This is your girl Kawana Jackson, and you are rocking with Cat's Funkaholic Radio Show.
Mm-hmm.
Bunny Sigler, four-time Grammy-winning producer, singer, songwriter. He was on a couple months ago, and so glad that he can join us here again. You know, there's the Motown sound, right? But there's also the Philly sound, and this man was an integral part of that sound, and he's still putting out some great music, all right? I'm going to get him on the line right here. Let's see. Hello, Bunny.
How you doing? I'm here.
Hey, good, good. So glad you could join. How you doing? All right.
Oh, it's beautiful. We had a beautiful day here today and yesterday, but it goes downhill tomorrow, so I'm feeling great. Yeah.
Are you in the Philadelphia area?
Well, I live in Spartanburg, which is about an hour from Philadelphia.
Okay.
You heard of the Amish people?
Yes.
That's where they live. It's in the area where they live in. So it's like about an hour outside of Philadelphia.
Oh, all right. So every once in a while you see a horse-driven carriage here and there.
It's really
with mud flaps on it.
And when they do the fields, they got the horses pulling the tail in the field and stuff. I never seen that.
Yeah.
Before.
Time stands still, I'll tell you. Yeah, but you get a lot of similar weather. you're getting a lot of similar weather to us, except maybe you got more snow than we did, from what I heard.
We didn't get much snow this year, not like
oh,
last
you did?
Year.
Oh, okay,
we
so then you dodged the bullet.
Well, we dodged one because last year they had a lot of blackouts in the houses and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there was snow and ice, and I had just moved out here that first year, and they told me this is the worst year they had the snow. I said, lucky
oh,
me.
Wow. Well, I think Boston and more farther north got nailed this year, and sounds like we dodged the bullet.
Boston
in Detroit.
Got hit by everything.
Yeah, they got nailed this year. Well, hey, I got to say, I love your new single. Everybody, it's called When I Think of You, and it's a beautiful song. Like I say, it's been a few months since I last spoke to you, and so you've been in the studio. What else have you been up to besides recording? Any touring at all? Or
well,
strictly...
I worked on a new album.
Okay.
A new album coming out is called Bundino.
Oh, all right.
That's what the ladies called me. Well, some of my people that really know me call me Bundino.
Oh, I was wondering where that name came from.
Well, I thought that Bundino was a little more romantic than Bunny. So
uh-huh.
I took Bunny
and then
made it Bundino.
Okay. And you're also called Mr. Emotion, too. So
yeah,
that's from way back when I
first started singing. I was that name
uh-huh.
came from, I'd sing and they said my eyes would roll back in my head. I was trying to hit those high notes that were so high.
Right, right.
But I do feel the emotion, you know, when I sing.
And well, that's a true artist right there, you know. And you know, nobody wants to see people that are not getting into the music. And if you're getting into the music, it just radiates to the audience and draws them in. So that is a good thing, especially with music nowadays, to keep expressing emotion like that. You know. Also, do you have you been doing any touring at all in the last couple of years, or you pretty much stick pretty
well,
close to
I was in,
your hometown?
I was in Florida. I was in Manchester,
oh, you were.
England.
Oh,
you know,
really?
Doing,
okay.
Doing some oldie stuff. And
uh-huh.
When I got back, I worked on it. I really took my time with this album. I think I got two albums to get the one.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I was in the process of moving. You know, I just, like I said, I've
okay.
been out here a year and a half, and we still not finished unpacking all our clothes and stuff.
Oh, sure, right,
you know,
right.
We have a storage thing on our property that you could pull a car in, and that's full of tote bags and stuff. But my
oh,
studio
really?
Is in the basement, so I made sure the studio was put together before I did anything. So
there you go.
I can,
yeah.
You know, I can still do music. The music is in me, so it don't matter where I'm at. In fact, I wrote
yeah.
that song I wrote it in Philly. And the thing
oh,
about
you?
The song, it's really weird. It's when I listen to the words, it's like different than anything I've ever written before. But it started with when the wind starts to blow and the clouds look like we're going to have snow, I think of you.
Yeah,
and I
beautiful
just
melody.
Went on down the road. Well, that's my
well,
band,
you know,
Instant Funk.
What? I'm sorry, I didn't get that last thing you said. What?
That's my band playing Instant Funk.
Oh, so your band is backing you up on the recording.
Yeah, it's a live. What we do is we just cut songs and we go back in the old days, like when I was a gambling
yeah.
up writing songs. Most people, I have like maybe 1,000 songs that were never released yet or
exactly.
more. Everybody, they had a lot of songs. So the guys I work with, they used to writing a lot of stuff, writing
yeah.
songs. So that was one of the ones we wrote, and it's it really felt good.
Great. Well, you know, I'm going to play it right now for everybody, and I've been playing it on my show, and I want to play it right now. So if you hang on the line, and I'll play When I Think of You by Bunny Sigler. I'll come back and talk to you in just a couple minutes when the song's over, Bunny. Just 1 second.
No,
everybody, just call When I Think of You by Bunny Sigler.
Let them go. Ooh, baby, that is
All right, that was Bunny Sigler's song called When I Think of You. And all right, there you go, Bunny. Just played the song for you right there.
I'm back.
All right. Okay, good. I saw you dropped off the line. That's all right. I was going to give you some time to get back on there. You know, these cell phones and everything, you never know what you're going to get. But beautiful song. You know, I could hear a collective sigh. It's one of those songs that when you hear it, you just want to go, ah, you know, it's like gorgeous melody. So, you know, as a producer and you're so, you know, you being around in that environment and that era, to me, that defined the music of our generation, just like Motown, you know, the Philly sound was Gamble and Huff and all those recordings that came out, the OJs, and you were putting out a whole catalog of music. And you're still keeping it, you know, you're still keeping it real with real melodies and thoughtful lyrics and instrumentation. What would you say to other artists that are, you know, just starting to write or they have been struggling with songwriting and that are trying to stay true to this approach? You know, do you have any thoughts or suggestions on that?
Well, what's the thing they say about practice makes perfect?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, like I said, I spent a lot of time working on this album I just did, and that came from stuff that I learned from the Gamble Huff days and before that and now, and I tried to apply it. One thing I tell people is, you know, with these telephones, you can record yourself on your telephone and listen to yourself back and be honest with what you're hearing.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
And I found out sometimes trying to sing a song, there's a part that I would mess up, and then I'd go and get that part locked in my head, and every time I go there, I'd be able to straighten it out, and the note would be correct. I notice a lot of TV shows, people sing out of key.
Yes.
When you talk about writing,
American Idol.
People that are in the business. Yes. One thing people ask me, like, what can you do to learn how to sing? And I tell most of them, join a choir. Because if you're in a choir, you're standing next to people. Because a lot of times, you know, people, you're afraid. And when you're in a choir, you can hide someone until you bring that inner music out. And the guy that's conducting the orchestra or conducting the choir will see what you're doing and help you come along to singing.
All right, right. When you say TV shows, are you referring to shows like American Idol and things like that?
Yes, there's a lot of those shows where the people are good, but some people have a problem going out of key.
Right.
And
you notice that.
One thing I think a good example of that, I saw a show one time. I won't mention the show, but mostly all the people on there were singing out of key. Well, they went a little sharp. I could tell it. My wife always said, you can tell everything. But Patti LaBelle came on there. She sang so hard that she can hear within her. That's how I sing. I sing hard, and I can hear the melodies in my head and stuff. So it just comes from practice. Practice is going to make perfect.
It does. And that's, you know, I watch American Idol occasionally, and Harry Connick Jr., who's on there talking about that old term woodshedding, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's strictly a Southern term, but he would tell them, you know, start woodshedding, start shedding. And which is the same term for practicing, and it's so very, very true. And somebody myself has been doing this for years, and I still, you know, you got some things you just got to break down and sort out. And muscles, they get out of shape. It's just like exercising, and if you don't use them and keep them in shape, they, you know, you got to keep doing it. And you haven't lost a beat with your vocals at all. They're just very well done recording and everything. Well, also,
I have a Haitian guy that I'm working with.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. He's about 33. He's a musician, and a lot of the songs he's playing the music on, even some songs he didn't write with me, he did the music over.
Okay.
And he helped me, like I'm older than him, but I could still, you can learn from anybody. If I'm getting there singing, and on the new album, I gave him credit as far as being a co-producer on the vocals.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
So what happened is I went in and sang. He said he can't sing, but he said he sings through me. So he'd give me an idea, and it'd be a good one. And I tried. It wasn't like I said, oh, man, I've been in the business too many years. You can't tell me.
I went in there, exactly.
And it was a great year. It worked. And I have collaborations is, well, I have a song called Red and Yellow, Black and White. You are precious in my sight. Ooh, baby, I don't care about your nationality. Just as long as you're kicking it with me. It's really a great song about it. And no matter about who you are, I can kick with anybody.
That's right. That's right. Collaborations are always good to bring that out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're always
great
to bring
it out. This guy plays piano, plays all the instruments on a lot of the things, and he's an engineer.
Well, okay, wow.
And he was able to let me hear. I think that's what's important with the new stuff I just cut. I was able to hear it better than I ever heard anything in my ear.
Right.
And able to bring the emotion through. So,
well, that's really the sign of great production is to bring out the best in the artist that's recording, so that is that's the real fun in recording right there. That's great stuff.
Well, you said the main word of when you were cutting songs, I had fun.
You're right. And I would think that comes through. Right. That comes through.
Well, that's the main, you just said two things, fun and that other thing about woodshed. I hadn't heard that in a while, but that is the truth.
I'm probably showing my age too with that one, but
no, but I mean Harry Connick, he tells the truth.
Yep.
I hear what everybody else say, but when he's going to say the truth, I'll be watching him when everybody's saying you did this, you did that. And he comes with the truth. Even if he loves somebody, you tell him, look, you got to work on this, work on that melody.
Yep. Yeah, well, he's definitely a seasoned pro as well. I mean, he's a tough judge, too. It takes a lot to
beat
him. Yeah. But, and there you have a situation where these artists are thrown in front of a huge audience and probably without much performing experience at all, and then there you are, right in front of everybody, for maybe the fifth or sixth time in their whole life. But so getting back, I'm kind of be running out of time here in a minute, but your background working with people like Patti LaBelle and the OJs and Curtis Mayfield, and even more recently Outkast and Jay-Z. Did you see a difference in their approach, say between Outkast and Jay-Z to going back to the days of the OJs even?
Well, it's a whole different thing with them. They are, with the rap and everything. But it seems to me like the music is coming back. They have these songs playing in the back of something. They have melodies going on, but they usually sing a hook and then they start to rap. It's still telling a story. In fact, I have two rap songs on my new album.
Oh, actually, really?
I'm singing, but it has some rappers on it. One's called "I've been Here Before." I met this girl. It's like Deja Vu. And one is called "Keep on Stepping." The guy that I have a seasoned rapper, a new rapper, he comes out, and the guy that that did all the music, he raps too. We didn't know he raps, so he's rapping on two of the songs.
All right. This is coming up on your newer CD? Is this coming up on your newer CD? All right.
Yep. I have a song called Intro. It said, people get ready, let's start the show. Everybody, Bunny Singer coming out and got to do that thing. Then bam, bam, blah, blah. It starts like as if he was at a show. And,
okay.
That's the kind of relaxation I had. This guy had tracks, and we just went for it.
So you think it's getting back to real music, real instrumentation?
Oh, yeah, I got a song in my band, Instant Funk. I got a song called Buttermilk and Cornbread is what I like. When I go down south, I put it in my mouth. Buttermilk and cornbread is what I like. When I go down south, put it in my mouth. It's really funky.
There you go. That is. That sounds like it. I'm
going
to have to have that one. Put that in my show. I need more funk on my show, man. So send me that. Send me that one, and so I can play that.
And I have
we got to keep that funk going on.
Well, there's one called Call 911 because I'm having too much fun.
That's great.
911, and that's the. I even was telling the police about it. There's a lady in my neighborhood. She's the sheriff, and her nickname is Bunny. So
I went down
to check my license. Yeah, and she, I have to take pictures with him and all that. She's something else.
All right.
But I got
got
a card and picked out a good stuff.
There's another bunny running around there, is there, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show, and everybody, just put this out there to check out Bunny's music and buy his music. Go to bunnysigler.net, BUNNYSIGLER.net, and listen to his music. And Bunny, once again, thanks so much for joining me here, and I'm going to keep playing your song When I Think of You, and everybody go out and look for the CD coming out. That's called Bundino.
Called
is that
Bundino.
Correct? Bundino. That's the CD coming out. Okay. And then When I Think of You is the single. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, you have a great night.
I really appreciate the interview too, my man. I really do.
All right. Well, thank you again. All right. Well, you have a great night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night. All right, everybody, that was Bunny Sigler, and so great to talk to him. And what a background in music, too. And he just keeps bringing out the great music all along here. So keep tuning into the show every Tuesday. I'm going to be playing more of his material as we go. I'm going to switch it up right here. Probably go out of the show with this next one, an artist called Tamo, something here called Don't Leave.
Girl, don't leave me.
Foolish man, would you let
but
me go?
No
walk out the door.
Let you
but
no,
not
door.
Me. I'm addicted to your love, I want more.
My heart beats.
My heart only beats for you.
And when you ain't around,
my heart bleeds.
Baby, girl, I need
for you.
Do. Promise me that you ain't never gonna leave me, girl.
She don't got a lot of time. If she give, I take it all. She don't got a lot of time. Gotta read between the lines.
She can't give her all.
She got me wrapped around her finger. But I'm liking it under. That's on the good you give. But she'll never cry.
Girl, don't leave me.
Foolish man, would you let
but
you go? Walk out the door.
Just let you
but
walk
no,
out the door.
Not me.
Don't go.
I'm addicted to your love, I want more.
Oh, 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 oh.
it all. For her love come down. She's got me like a fiend. Me to leave it alone.
She can't give her all.
She got me wrapped around her finger. But I can't get enough of her. Y'all call the good you're giving me.
We should never run.
Everybody, once again, we'll see you not next week. I'm skipping next week, so we're going to be at Motor City Casino, Hidden Agenda Motor City Casino, a week from tonight. So please tune in 2 weeks from tonight, the same time, 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, Cat Funkaholic Radio Detroit. Everybody, good night.